Blog Talk Radio.
My brother had a stroke yesterday.
Less of me and more of you is what I need. Show me your glory and show me your power. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Less of me,
more of you is what I need.
Rejecting the love in your warm embrace, but I realize I need you more and more each day.
I need your glory.
Oh, I need you.
I want your glory.
I want your glory.
Less
of me. Give up.
would use my symbol if I were a writer. I would use a pencil. I would use my voice if I were a singer. Ooh, no matter who or what we are, we must praise. If I was a doctor, I would use my research. A prolific dissertation. If I was a speaker, I would use my hands. If I were a potter, no matter.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise on tonight. Amen. Come on, open up your mouth and worship him. Amen. As the word says, he desires in truth and in spirit. Amen. Come on, enter in with all faith, believing and trusting God for a mighty move in your life and those in your family. Amen. Come on, decree and declare the goodness of the Lord operates through and about your life. Amen. Because you're a child of God, and the Bible tells us that he will not withhold any good thing from us. Come on and shout to the joy of our salvation. Come on, come on. Enter in right now. Surrender all over whatever it is that's plaguing your mind, whatever it is, whatever situation or circumstance you may be dealing with. I want to tell you today that God is able to turn it all around for your good. We serve a God of turnaround. We serve a God of more than enough. We serve a God that is able, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Oh, Father God, we bless your holy name on tonight. Amen. We come on tonight, amen, with all faith, believing and trusting you for a mighty move in our life and those that we bring to you on today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for new mercies and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family. Amen. My Lord, my God, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. For the Bible says in 1 Timothy 6:12, fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, to which you were also called and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. Amen. Father God, hallelujah. You are our God, and we praise you, and we thank you for another day that you've given us to, by your grace and by your mercy. You've given us another day to press in and to press on. You've given us another day that we can receive from you. Hallelujah. And no one will stop us or take what you've given us away. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we give you praise and we thank you even as we press on today. Amen. Hallelujah. On this, in this night. Amen. We make a hallelujah. Hallelujah. Right there in the name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare that nothing that the devil would do to stop us and will not stop us because your grace and because of your mercy that's afforded to us right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we give you praise and we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you're a good, amen, and you're merciful. Hallelujah. And you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Amen. Hallelujah. As we purpose on tonight to fight the good fight of faith, we give you all the victory. We give you all the honor and we give you all the praise because it all belongs to you. Amen. And we just want to say thank you because we abide in Christ and Christ abides in us, and we're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. So we decree and declare victory right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we pray right now that you would touch us, that you would bless, heal, and deliver and change our lives and those in our family from today onwards. Help us to fight the good fight of faith in prayer and in warfare, and to win the battle. Release the grace over us right now to fight the warfare and win. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, we are trusting you for a breakthrough in our peace, a breakthrough, oh God, in our strength, a breakthrough in our finances, breakthrough in our relationships, amen, breakthrough in our healing and deliverance. Oh, Lord, let it take place right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let us go to a greater glory and greater altitude in you, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Father God, I ask in Jesus' name that you release your warrior ministry angels to war, hallelujah, on our behalf, amen. It's a minister, oh God, and we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare right now that our prayers will not be earthbound, but they will ascend into the supernatural. So, Lord, we thank you for answered prayers on tonight. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, let your spirit be poured out from on high, and the wilderness be a fruitful field, and the fruitful field to be counted for a forest. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God, let righteousness, oh God, work right now. Hallelujah. Work peace in our life, oh God, and let the effect of righteousness be quietness and confidence forever. Let us dwell in the peace of dwelling place, in secure homes of God, in hallowed, undisturbed places of rest, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Lord, be gracious to us. Hallelujah, we long for you, Father God. Be our strength every morning, amen. Be our strength even as we lay down, oh God. Hallelujah, our salvation in time of distress. Let wisdom and knowledge be our stability and strength of salvation, and fear the Lord our treasure, amen. Lord, we will walk righteously and speak uprightly. We will decide gain from fraud and from oppression, amen. We will shake our hands free from taking bribes. We will stop our ears from hearing of bloodshed and shut our eyes to avoid looking upon evil, amen. Therefore, you will cause us to dwell on the heights. Our place of defense will be the fortress of rocks, amen. Bread will be given to us, and water for us will will be our sure thing. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let our eyes see your beauty, Lord God. Let the church be secure as pinched with pegs that cannot be pulled up and fastened with ropes that can never be broken. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let Lord be upon our place of abroad, oh God, rivers of our streams. And we just want to say thank you. We will not say that we are sick because our iniquity is forgiven. Amen. That every wilderness and solitary place in our life rejoice right now and blossom abundantly as a rose. Amen. Let rejoice and joy and sing and come into every wilderness place in our lives. Let the glory of Lebanon be the holy of the essence of Carmel and Sharon come into our lives. And let us see the glory of the Lord our God. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, according to Isaiah 35:3, strengthen our weak hands, oh God, and make us firm, holy, and our knees feeble, oh God. Let our knees not be feeble. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let our eyes be open and every blind area of our life be removed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, open up our ears, oh God. Let every deaf ear of our life be unstopped right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, let every lame area of our life be healed and let us leap like a deer. Let our tongues sing for joy. Let the waters and the streams break out in every area of our lives. Let every parched area in our life become a pool and every thirsty area of our life a spring of water. Let us walk on the highway of holiness and let us hope let no lion or racist beast be in our path. For we are redeemed of the Lord. Amen. And we thank you. We are redeemed. Hallelujah. And we thank you for, Lord. We will come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon our head. We will attain joy and gladness and sorrow and time will flee from our lives and those in our family in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We will see the comfort of the Lord our God. Our iniquity is pardoned. Amen. Our warfare is accomplished in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The way of the Lord may straighten in our life and a highway has been made in our life for our God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let every valley in our life be exalted and every mountain be made lower. Lord, make the crooked paths in our life straight. Amen. Having every rough place smooth, oh God. Let the glory of the Lord be revealed in our life. Amen. For you, Lord God, have spoken it. Amen. We will go to the mountain of the Lord and we will lift up our voice with strength and declare, behold you, oh God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we are part of your flock. Feed us and humbly and gently lead us and guide us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Lord, give us power and increase us in strength, oh God. We will wait upon you, Lord God, decree and declare, amen, that you will renew our strength. We will mount up with wings as eagles. We will walk in hallelujah. We will run and not be weary. We will walk and not faint. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. And we just want to say thank you for the victory. Thank you for your love. Hallelujah to your name, God. We can't thank you enough on today. We will sing unto you a new song and release your praises over our lives, from our life, oh God. Oh, Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, make darkness right before us and crooked things straight in the life of our family and loved ones as well. Lord, magnify your Lord, make it honorable, amen. Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God. Lord, I thank you for all that's on the line tonight that have an ear to hear, amen, and a heart to receive what you are saying, oh God, to your children, for we are your children, born again of the incorruptible seed of your word, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We decree and declare that eyes have not seen, the ears have heard, or entered into the hearts of men, the plans that you have for us, your children, and we just want to thank you for it right now. Thank you, Father God. Oh, Father God, as we enter in on tonight, every prayer petition ain't going forth, oh God, Lord, we ask, oh God, that you will answer our prayers according to your will, Father God. Lord, we ask in Jesus Christ's holy name, oh God, that you would divinely intervene in every situation concerning us and those in our family and turn it all around for our good. And we decree and declare that violence shall no more be heard in our land and no devastation or destruction within our borders, but we will call our walls salvation and our gates praises. Hallelujah. We just want to say thank you, oh God. We decree and declare the Lord is our everlasting light and our God is our glory. Hallelujah to your name, Lord. Have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God, on this line tonight. Lead us in God, lead us in prayer tonight that we may receive divine direction and instruction from our Heavenly Father that will truly bless our lives and save our lives and those of our family. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you read your word on tonight. Oh, Lord, let the scripture take root and be engrafted in our hearts and mind, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you'll keep us in perfect peace all the days of our lives. Oh, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, hallelujah. Let us receive divine revelation revelation and knowledge and wisdom and understanding of your word that we can apply to our daily lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we would not just be hearers of your words, of God, or readers, but we would be doers of your word, that we would truly be blessed, because in your word says that, however, with obedience there is blessing. And we choose blessing and not cursing. Amen. We choose life and not death. Amen. We speak the blessing of the Lord over our lives and those in our family. And we thank you for, Lord. We thank you for answered prayers as we enter in on tonight. We thank you that we can decree and declare 1 John 1 and 9 that our sins are forgiven and all our iniquities. Amen. And we're cleansed from all unrighteousness. And we thank you for, Lord. We bless your holy name. We decree and declare all is well with us in our home. We thank you for releasing your warring angels to war against any spirits designed to stop our prayers from being answered. And we come against every hindering spirit on the line tonight, every unteachable spirit, every lying, manipulating, controlling spirit, every spirit of bitterness, jealousy. We come against every spirit of anger, rage, and wrath right now. We come against every spirit of limitation, procrastination, stagnation, every spirit of sickness, disease, ache, pain, discomfort, infirmity, affliction, virus, oppression, depression, fear, worry, pride. We come against every spirit of guilt, shame, and condemnation, poverty, lack, and death, the spirit of destruction and death. We come against every spirit of addiction. We come against every spirit of unbelief, every spirit of accuser of the brethren. We come against every spirit operating in us, or in our bloodline, in our home, in our workplaces, anywhere that we may go. We come against every evil spirit right now. We command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare deliverance, amen, from every stronghold, amen, soul tie, strong man, and messenger Satan right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we blind the eyes of the evil watcher, we silence the tongues of the evil speaker, and deafen his ears, and we paralyze the enemy right now, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we thank you for the victory, and we receive it. We decree and declare we are blessed, and we are going from glory to glory to glory, and wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise on tonight. We are still here. Amen. God has truly kept us. Hallelujah. Can't nobody keep us like God can. Amen. And we thank you for, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen and amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome on tonight to intercessory prayer. Welcome, everyone. I thank God for you. The Bible says, well, there are two or more gathered in the same in the grand, and he is in the midst. So we thank God for being in the midst. It is two or more on the line tonight. So God bless you. I'm going to call your name. Amen. And we just want to know how you been. I mean, how you doing and how you been. So we want to start with you, Sister Shavante Shepherd. God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
I'm doing good, and I can't complain.
Amen. Glory to God. Good to have you on the line tonight. An intercessory prayer. We just trusting God for a mighty move in our lives as we come on the line tonight, and those that we bring. Amen to God, just trusting God to move mighty in them, on them and for them. Most of all, I pray they all have a relationship with God and come to know Jesus Christ and receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Amen. Hallelujah. So God bless you. God keep you. We love you. I love you, and I thank God for you. So good to have you on the line tonight. Amen and amen. Hopefully y'all can hear me good. Sister Connie Norman, God bless you. Welcome. How you been and how you doing?
Oh, hello. Good evening, everyone. I'm fine. I'm fine. It's been so far interesting summer, but some ups and downs, but my faith is strong and trusting.
Amen.
So
amen.
Every time a door is closed, he opens another. So, and I just wait on him. So I'm doing just fine.
Amen. We're so good to have you on the line tonight, and so good to have people on the line. You know, been many times I've come and nobody has been on the line in the morning. So I said, okay, let's go back to the 7 and see if that worked for, you know, more people to be able to be on the line in the evening time versus early morning. Someone did work. Or I just thank God that you are able to get on tonight. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. So I just thank God on tonight. We're here. And just, you know, I pray for the peace of God. A lot of us need the peace of God, and we can receive that, you know, right here, right now. There's so many things that's trying to attack us mentally, you know, and keep us out of that place of peace. But we have the power and authority to decree a thing in our lives, the Bible says, and it shall be established, amen, according to your faith. So peace, I pray for all of us that's on the line tonight and all that's in our home, that peace will reign like never before, that peace will just overtake every situation, you know, and hold on to it. So I thank God for you beautiful women of God on the line tonight. It does a good medicine for my heart, I should say that, to have you all on the line tonight. I was going, okay, well, I'm on here. And then I seen Sister Shavante pop in, and then later you. I said, okay, well, I'm not alone tonight. So we thank God. We thank God. Normally it's after about 5 minutes, but I said, okay, I'll wait a little bit longer before I would just hang up the line and just go in prayer by myself. But I thank God for y'all tonight. Tonight our scripture is going to be coming from the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 31 to 39. And after scripture, we'll have our prayer petition, and we'll wrap up here. Amen. The Bible says in the book of Romans, chapter 8, and I'm coming from the New King James Version, verse 31 through 39, the Bible says, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is he who, hallelujah, he who can condemn, who condemns? It is Christ who died, and furthermore is all risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? It is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Verse 37 says, yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Be encouraged on tonight. Hallelujah. Be encouraged on tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus. When we look at scripture on tonight, just to hit on a few of these scriptures here, you know, when we think about it, when we read the scripture here tonight, and just think about, do you ever think that because you aren't good enough for God, he will not save you? Do you ever feel as if salvation is for everyone else but you? Then these verses are especially for you. These scriptures on tonight. If God gave his son for you, he isn't going to hold back the gift of salvation. Amen? If Jesus gave his life for you, why would he turn around and condemn you? He will not withhold anything you need to live for him. The book of Romans is more than a theological explanation of God's redeeming grace. It is a letter of comfort and confidence addressed to you. Apostle Paul said that Jesus making intercession for us in heaven, sitting at the right hand of the Father, interceding for us. God has acquitted us and has removed our sin and guilt, so it is Satan, not God, who accuses us. So when he does, Jesus, our advocate, he sits at God's right hand to present our case. Hallelujah. See, when we look in the verses here in 35 through 39 in Scripture, the verses, they contain one of the most confident promises in all Scripture. Believers have always had to face hardship in many forms, persecution, illness, whether imprisonment or even death. These sometimes causes, us in Christ, cause them to fear that they have been abandoned by Jesus. But Apostle Paul explains that it is impossible to be separated from Christ. His death for us proves us, hallelujah, unconquerable. His unconquerable love for us. And nothing can separate us from Christ's constant presence with us. God assures us of his great love so that we will feel totally, and I mean totally secure in him. If we believe these amazing assurances, we will not be afraid of anything in this life. Amen? Anything in this
Amen.
Life. My Lord, my God, as I wrap up here in Scripture, these words were written to a church that would soon undergo terrible persecution in the book of Romans. In just a few years, Apostle Paul's hypothetical situation would turn into painful reality. This passage affirms that God's profound love for his people, no matter what happened to us or where we are or where we can never be, you know, no matter where we are, where we go, we can never be separated from his love. You know, suffering should not drive us away from God, but help us to identify with him and allow his love to reach us and heal us. When we look at powers, you know, we talk about powers or unseen forces of evil in the universe and forces such as Satan and his demons. So as believers who have Jesus' power available to us, we will experience great victory both now and for eternity. Amen? You know, hold
Amen.
These scriptures deeply in your heart and mind. Claim them for yourself so you will never doubt God's love and care for you, especially when you're facing great adversity. A lot of times we're going through things, sometimes we don't share, and people can tell, and sometimes we can't tell what you're going through, and we may ask you, oh, what are you going through? What's going on with you? Say, oh, no, I'm okay. Everything's okay. But we can tell it's not, and sometimes you can't tell when somebody's going through something because they put on a good facade. But be
mm-hmm.
encouraged on tonight, amen, no matter what we're going through, God is there. He's able. He's never not able, but God is able. So be encouraged on tonight. May God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of this word. It is my prayer that we all be the doers of the word of God. In Jesus Christ's holy name, amen. Hallelujah,
amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. There's something that not just for you all to hear tonight, but I needed to hear that on tonight. I needed the word on tonight. You know, reminding myself that I'm more than a conqueror. I'm more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. Ain't nothing can separate me from God. You know, so I am so glad. I'm so grateful for it all. Amen. Hallelujah. So at this time, we're going to have our prayer petition. We're going to start with you, Sister Vontae. God bless you. Go ahead.
Listen. I'm over here trying to formulate the words. I mean, I really don't have the words, you know, but the Lord, I'm just praying that he understands my heart and, you know, my intentions and, you know, just recognizes me staying still and just waiting on his move for me to move. So that's about it for me. And, you know, for my family, you know, and especially, you know, aching hearts that are around, you know, and also for marriages. You know, I wouldn't say mine, but, you know, I talk to, you know, just marriages in general, you know, for the women in the marriages and, you know, and for the husbands to recognize their good things.
Amen, amen. I such and agree with that on tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Let us pray. Father God, we just want to say thank you first and foremost, oh God, oh gracious Lord. We thank you, Lord, for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're about to do. And, Lord, we know that you're able to do even more, oh God. If we just believe in you, oh, Father God, that you're able to, hallelujah, to move mountains, oh God. You're able to open the way where it seems to be nowhere, oh God. You're able to set things in order. So we just want to say thank you as we come on tonight, touching the ground with your daughter, with our faith and combined faith with her faith on tonight, Lord. We ask that you move, oh God, and even increase our faith the more that we can receive your miracle work and power right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray for the brokenhearted on tonight. Lord, we pray that you would fix that as broken and mend the tear in our souls, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray for the healing of marriages, oh God. Lord, we pray, oh God, hallelujah, for divine unity where the enemy has caused division and caused confusion. Oh Lord, let unity come, let peace come, oh God. Let joy overtake them. Oh Lord, let them see with new eyes, hear with new ears, and speak with a new tongue to each other in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that they know and know and remember, God, it's you that have given that man that wife. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, for your word says that he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor from you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, that man would know, oh God, bless his wife, bring favor that cometh from you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Father God, I pray, oh God, as your daughter is in a time of waiting, oh God. Oh, Lord, in this time, oh God, that you would speak to her even more, God. Let that be a great pouring in. Let her receive fresh oil, fresh anointing, fresh strength, fresh revelation, amen, fresh manna in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Lord, we pray for your divine guidance and leading by your Holy Spirit of what you will have for her to do, where you will have for her to go, oh God, that she will meet those divine appointments, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that she will not be fooled or misled, not only by the enemy, oh God, that she will hear your voice for your sheep, hallelujah, for you say your sheep know your voice and they don't come to a stranger, amen. So we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for your leading and directing of our Holy Spirit. And we thank you for it all, Father God. Lord, we pray that you would continue to bless her family, oh God. We pray for the strength, oh God, and the protection and the peace, oh God, upon her family, oh Lord. And we ask, oh God, let every need be met and let there be no lack of thy goodness. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God bless you. Sister Siobhante, are you still there?
Yes,
amen. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. God bless you. Huh?
Can you not hear me? I said, can you not hear me? Because you know this song's still a little raggedy.
Oh, I can hear you now. I can hear you now. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Sister Sheva, I'm not sister. Sister Connie, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes. I just want to, my prayer is for thanks. God has done so much for me in this past year. And even though I'm going through a hard struggle now, I already know that I'll see some light at the end of the tunnel because he always shines. When he's got me to the point where I feel health-wise better than I felt in 25 years. And I feel good. And I haven't felt this good in 25 years. And I want to thank him. And I want to thank him for having me continue to keep my faith and my trust in him to know that he will turn things around for me, health-wise, financial-wise, with my family, the issues I have with them. And I know he's going to bless me with everything that I need and going to help them to be blessed also through me.
Amen. Amen. I such an agree with you right now. Father God, we just come, oh, Lord, on tonight with your daughter, Connie. We come, Lord, just thanking you, oh, God. We just offer up a praise of thanksgiving for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're about to do in the life of your daughter, Connie, oh, God. Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh, God. We know you to be a God of turnaround. We thank you that you're turning around, even right now while we're praying on tonight, that you're turning all around for a good and for those in our family as well. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh, Lord, your word said we could do it for a night, but joy coming in the morning. We decree and declare joy has come today. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we don't have to continue to wait anymore because we believe and we receive the joy that cometh from you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, I pray that you would continue. I pray for continued blessings to flow in the life of your daughter. Amen. I pray that continued favor be upon our life and the life of her children and grandchildren and all that she loved and concerned about. Amen. In the mighty of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, I pray for an increase on our storehouse, oh God, for your word say one planet, one water, but you, Lord God, give the increase. So Lord, we pray for an increase right now. Goodness, our favor, God. Oh, Lord, increase our finance and support. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, increase in our spiritual growth. And we just want to thank you for it all. We bless your holy name, Father God. And I decree and declare victory. Amen. Over every situation concerning you and your family and all that you love and concerned about. And it is so, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
God bless you. Yes. God keep you. Amen. On tonight, I'm just going to pray prayers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I guess my prayer request is, has already been answered, that as God restores the ministry and people in place, as God restores and do a new thing in my business and with the plays and for God, especially with the production. But, you know, great restoration in ministry, and for me to be able to go out and not just go out by myself, but be able to have those that will go out to do street ministry alongside me. So I'm trusting God for that and going out at the right time, amen, and then being in the right places to really be used where people will be able to receive, amen. So, again, I thank you all on tonight for coming into agreement with me and prayer on tonight and just trusting God for a mighty, mighty move in my life and in your life as well as we have come on tonight. I just want to pray for blessings according to Deuteronomy chapter 28, which is not going to be a long prayer here, but just praying for the blessing of God for our lives. So let us pray, amen. And praying for healing grace. My husband is traveling on the road this evening back from Louisiana, so we pray his traveling grace and mercy. Know that God is with him and he's covered by the blood of Jesus, and the blood of Jesus answers for him and protects him, God, to lead him, that he may be protected and kept in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I thank you for, Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, oh, gracious Lord, we come on tonight just thanking you, God, for your word is true and for every established in heaven. Lord, I thank you for the life, health, and strength of your daughter, Shavante, and your daughter, Kanye, oh, God. And Lord, I just ask that you move mighty in their life and our life as we come on tonight, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that you would just open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings. We won't have room enough to receive. According to Exodus 20, oh, God, Lord, you keep covenant and mercy with those who love you and keep your commandments. Lord, you bless those who obey your voice and keep your covenant. Lord, we take hold of your covenant through the death and sacrifice. We choose life, which is blessing, according to Deuteronomy 30 and 19, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let your blessing come upon us and overtake us, according to Deuteronomy 28 and 2, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let us be blessed in the city and blessed in the field, according to Deuteronomy 28 and 3, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let the fruit of our body be blessed, and let all the fruit of our labor be blessed, according to Deuteronomy 28 and 4, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let our basket and storehouse be blessed, according to Deuteronomy 28 and 5, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let us be blessed coming in and blessed going out according to Deuteronomy 28 and 6. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let the enemies of our soul flee before us seven ways. Amen. According to Deuteronomy 28 and 7. Amen. Command your blessing upon our storehouse and hallelujah, all we set our hands to do. Amen. Let our calling and bless our land, oh God, according to Deuteronomy 28 and 8. Amen. Establish us as a holy person to you, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let all people see that we are called by your name, oh God. Amen. Let us be plenteous and good according to Deuteronomy 28 and 11. Open up your good treasure, oh Lord, and let heaven's rain fall upon our life and bless the work of our hands according to Deuteronomy 28 and 12. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let our land, oh God, hallelujah, let us lend, oh God, unto many nations and not borrow. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, make us a head and not the tail. Let us be above only and not beneath. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. And Lord, we can't thank you enough, oh God, for all that you're doing, all that you've done, and all that you're about to do in our lives, oh God, and all that we love and concerned about. We decree and declare your blessing, oh God. We decree and declare that we're blessed, amen, hallelujah. We can never be cursed because you have blessed us. Your word says that you have blessed, no man can curse, and that you have cursed, no man can bless. So we thank you, Lord God, that our blessings coming from you, amen. And no one will be able to take away that you have blessed, oh God, and we love you for it all. Oh, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, that you will continue to be our help, continue to be our way, continue to be our truth, continue to be our life. Oh, Lord, we need more of you and less of ourselves, and we thank you for it all, oh God. Father God, I ask in Jesus' name, break off our life, oh God, any limitations or restrictions placed on our life by any evil spirits in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, I ask, oh God, Lord, bless us and keep us, make your face shine upon us, and be gracious unto us, Lord. Lift up your confidence upon us and give us your peace in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it all, Lord God. We decree and declare all is well with us in our home. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name on tonight, oh God, that you will bless our sleep, oh God. Let us receive sweet dreams and peaceful sleep on tonight in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I rebuke every spirit of incubus and succubus, every vampire spirit, every creeping spirit, every demonic spirit that would cause nightmares and interference in our sleep, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let us receive sweet dreams and peaceful sleep on tonight, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, speak to our hearts on tonight, oh God, amen. Oh Lord, let your hand continue to be upon us, oh God. Oh Lord, let healing come, let deliverance come, let peace come, oh God, let joy come, amen. Even as we sleep on tonight, oh God, send your angel of restoration, oh God, hallelujah, to restore us, oh God. Let there be a time of refreshing, oh God. Oh Lord, encamp your warring angels around us to protect us as we sleep on tonight, protecting us from seen and unforeseen dangers of this world, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, I ask in Jesus Christ's holy name that you will bless and empower any medication, vitamin, and herb that we are taking, oh God, to do all that you intended it to do, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, I ask in Jesus' name that you would nullify and destroy any allergic reaction or adverse side effects of any medication, vitamin, herb, or supplement that we are taking, or those in our family are taking, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. We bind and rebuke the pencil that walks in darkness, amen. We decree and declare that we will rest at night because the Lord gives us sleep, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, let your angels guard and protect us at night, amen. Lord, give us deliverance in the night season, amen. Lord, let us reign, let our reigns instruct us in the night season. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, your song shall be with us in the night, amen. We will meditate upon you in the night watch, amen. We receive your knowledge in the night. We receive your faithfulness every night, oh God. We bind and rebuke right now any works of the enemy, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. We sit in our wards whole night, and we thank you for, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. We decree and declare it is well with us all. We thank you for blessing us. We thank you for keeping us. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are blessed beyond measures because you have blessed us, and we are walking in our season of record-breaking miracles, signs and wonders of God's blessing and favor, God's mercy and grace, God's peace, joy, and protection, God's love, God's provision, God's way, and we thank you for, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 As we wrap up here on the call tonight, amen, I pray that I was able to receive. May it be according to you, according to your faith, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. At this time, I'll call your name. If you have anything you'd like to say as we wrap up here on tonight, please do so. Sister Shavante, God bless you. Go ahead.
You know, I won't even lie. I thought tonight was ministry training. I was like, well, I guess Monday just kept weighing on my spirit, you know, don't forget 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock just kept ringing. I was like, okay, got close to it. I said, well, let me come upstairs and get myself into it. I was like, okay. And then when you come on this intercessory prayer, you know, God knows what you need to say that. You know, I will say all that to say God knows exactly what was needed. I didn't even understand what was needed, but I'm definitely grateful. So I did have to look on the paper again, so it's on the 20th.
Yeah, Thursday.
Yes,
I was on Thursday.
So I think I was looking at August 17th, but yeah, not to get off subject, but yeah, but God knows though, so I'm grateful. So yeah, thank you so much for offering yourself.
Amen.
For this moment.
Amen. Well, God bless you. I'm glad you came on. I'm glad you were in position, because had you not been, Sister Connie would have been on, because after 5 minutes, after two phones, normally, I'll just come on off and I'll go and stay by myself. But so glad you were on the line. And so, hey, you opened up the way and the door so Miss Connie could still get on in. So glory to God.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Well, God,
I never looked
so
at it like
happen.
That. Well, God be the glory. Yes, ma'am. Thank
to
you
God
so
be the glory. You just never know how God's going to use you. So we just thank
right.
God for it. We thank God for you.
Thank
definitely,
you.
I needed it as well. So I just, it's nothing like having agreement. That's power in agreement. It's nothing like it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times you're like, okay, I'm going to go and pray. But when you have someone, the Bible says the prayers of the righteous avail much. But when we come together in faith and we touch and agree, God is right there in the midst. Amen. And he's moving and he's working. And so we just thank God for it all. And we need that kind of help. And that's what we're here for. We're here to be that help to one another, to encourage one another, and be in position. So I definitely thank you, beautiful women, guys, for being on the line tonight. God bless you. Sister Connie, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, amen. I'm good. I'm good. I'm just glad that I did get a chance to get in on it. I kept thinking, I was sitting here, and I said, now, did she say that they were going to start this Monday at 7? I was thinking to myself, you know. I said, well, let me just get on here and see. You know, I said, let me just go see. I said, because, you know, if they're not on there, then, you know, I just get that music sound. So I said, so I'll just go see. So I was happy, you know, to be able to. I just wasn't sure. But now I know. And I will definitely be sitting. 7 is a good time for me. And prayfully, it'll be a good time for a lot of others also. So, and I will spread the word.
Mm-hmm. Amen. When we thank God for it, I would definitely be in position at 7 o'clock. And, you know, I said, okay, we can't get people in 6. And, you know, people try to get on or they at work or they, when they realize that it's already past the time. So I said, okay, 7
right.
o'clock, most of us are off work, you know, are pretty much in and settled in, you know, majority of them. But it's God lead me to do even more, you know, because I'll be trying to put all this stuff on my plate. And he's like, no, no, no. You know, you're going to burn yourself out because I'll be trying to work the job and do all this other stuff too. So I just thank God for the opportunity. You have definitely blessed me in a major way tonight. I have no idea. You have no idea you get in position and then you're just there by yourself, you know, online, and you want to be available. And that happens, you know, quite often and not. And then you're like, okay. And so when people come on, and because they're thinking like, oh, okay, you know what, I'll get on next time, and the next time be the next time, and then the next time be the next time, you know,
right.
So can't nobody see you versus going into the building. People can say, well, I ain't seen you in Texas such long. But, you know, getting on the line, you just got to be, what is it, you got to be persistent with yourself. You know,
right.
I'm going to do this. I'm going to push through whatever it is. I'm going to get in position. Because it's so easy, because all you got to do is make a call that it becomes too easy to do it for some of them.
Yeah.
I didn't let the time pass. But, yeah, so God bless you. It's so good to hear you on the line. So it's just a blessing. And I just thank God for you and all that you've done in my life. And just a true blessing to me. So I'm
so welcome.
Oh, thank you, Scotty. All right, so I'm going to wrap up the card here. I'm just going to release the pastor's blessing as we do on Sunday. So now, God bless you, beautiful woman of God. I bless you to prosper. I bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. I bless you to be an encouragement for others. I bless you to be able to bless others. I bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. I bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. I bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. I bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. I bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. I bless you because I love you. I bless you to enjoy peace. I bless you to be a place of joy. I bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. I bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. I bless you to be a place of beauty. Amen. I bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. Amen. I bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. I bless you to be valuable and useful. I bless you to be an asset and not a defect. I bless you to increase in worth. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that I bless you and we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you, beautiful women of God. Until next Monday, I will wait to see y'all on the line next Monday. So tell somebody, bring somebody on. Hallelujah.
All right.
God bless
you.
I love you. Remember, God loves you more. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
All right.
Glory to God. Amen.
Good night.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear her say,
one time,
I wanna hear him say, well,
one time,
say it one time. Write my name in the book, call me one time. That's all I really need, just one time. I can't wait till I see ya one time. One. You gave me my gift, gonna have it back. You fill me with love, so I'll give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, I wanna hear yeah. Bow down to the king on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streak, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you in the gates, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pressure for all of my days until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Singing.